Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Rolene Marks has the Israel Report, the report brought to you by the Blue Agency. Blue Agency, Israel's property management and sales.
The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, a very good morning to you. How are you?
A very good morning to you too, Howard Feldman.
So lots of news, lots of things to talk about in the Israel Report. And the first one being that Israel will not be told by the US about how to engage, rules of engagement. We started talking about this yesterday because it came up following Israel's finding. Give us an overview as to what this is about.
Let's put it all into context. So the IDF just 2 days ago released their findings of their operational investigation into the death of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. Now, we all know the story around Shireen Abu Akleh. She was covering the IDF counter-terror operation in Jenin. Very, very heavy exchange of gunfire between Palestinian gunmen and IDF troops. Now, we can all go back to that day. We were all following events as they were happening on social media. I remember getting the alerts from the IDF and then the subsequent posting from the foreign ministry, video footage of Palestinians saying, we've hit one, we've hit a soldier. We now know in retrospect that this wasn't a soldier, that this possibly was Abu Akleh, who was wearing a vest and a helmet marked press. Now, for any reporter, and we know that there have been thousands of war correspondents who have been killed in combat situations, over the decades. This is unfortunately a risk that you take as a combat reporter when you go into these situations. When the event happened, the Palestinian coroner did their autopsy. His conclusion was that it was impossible to determine who was responsible. Just several weeks ago, the U.S. Department of State sent a forensic expert to the embassy in Jerusalem who conducted their own investigation. They were also inconclusive. We then had the IDF saying that they will conduct an operational investigation because they don't believe it was criminal, because it was not intentional. It is part of the code of conduct, the ethics, pikuach nefesh of the IDF, that we do not kill any civilians, journalists included. For those of us who have been involved in reporting in very tense situations, we can speak from firsthand experience that the IDF keep us away, if humanly possible, from any kind of exchange of fire. We know from hearing from Associated Press and various journalists what the situation is like in Gaza or the West Bank under Palestinian control. We know how many Palestinian journalists have been tortured or detained without reason or even killed under Palestinian Authority command. Israel endeavors to stop this. So we had a deputy spokesperson, Vedant Patel, from the U.S. Department of State, saying that the U.S. will continue to press our Israeli partners to closely review its policies and practices on rules of engagement and consider additional steps to mitigate the risk of civilian harm, protect journalists, and prevent similar tragedies in the future. We have also had several lawmakers in the USA that Israel is allowed to act with impunity. One congressman saying, the New York Times, CNN, and Associated Press have already concluded that Israel was responsible. We cannot let Israel off the hook. Well, gee, excuse me if I don't believe the great paragons of honesty, CNN, New York Times, and Associated Press, who I must just remind listeners had their offices in the media building that also housed their great mates Hamas, who had their R&D office in that building. So as you can understand, that this was not received well by Israel. We had Prime Minister Yair Lapid, Benny Gantz, our defense minister, and our alternate Prime Minister Naftali Bennett all strongly reject that. Lapid said, you know, Israel has expressed sorrow over her death. It was a tragedy that transpired in an accident in which there was heavy enemy fire. The IDF never intentionally shoots at innocent people. And just to be clear, I will not allow an IDF soldier that was protecting himself from terrorist fire to be prosecuted just to receive applause from abroad. No one will dictate our rules of engagement to us. We are fighting for our lives. Our soldiers have the full backing of the government of Israel and the people of Israel. Benny Gantz was a lot more succinct. Benny Gantz said, the chief of staff and he alone determined and will continue to determine the open fire policies in accordance with the operational need and values of the IDF, including the purity of arms. And Naftali Bennett had words for the U.S. ambassador to Israel, saying American intervention in IDF soldiers' rules of engagement is a dangerous and unacceptable precedent.
So it's very interesting, and maybe I'm being a little bit suspicious here, but we saw the reaction, and you and I spoke about it earlier in the week, when Israel released the findings that it was possible that Israel had inadvertently, or one of the soldiers had inadvertently shot Shirin Abu Akleh. The reaction of America, from America at that point, was extremely measured and supportive. And then almost a day later, we have this, I don't know if it's a switch, but there definitely seems to be almost a different approach to talking about rules of engagement. Do you think that there was pressure? Did anything happen there? Or was this going to be how the Americans were going to play it out in any event?
Well, it wouldn't put it past... Let me rephrase it, because the English is not so good this morning. Clearly, I need more coffee. It really wouldn't surprise me if this comes from pressure. You know, there's always politicking behind the scenes, and it really wouldn't surprise me if there were pressure groups or the family of Abu Akleh, who have been very, very vocal and accused of the IDF. It wouldn't surprise me if they've also been talking to the White House, saying, you know, you allow Israel to act with impunity, you allow the IDF to get away, you know, with anything. And I think maybe to mollify them, we've had the statement. You know, it's also very interesting that it's the deputy spokesperson of the Department of State, whereas we heard a completely different story from the spokesperson of the Department of State. So I think that this is really a irresponsible way for the U.S. State Department to try and kind of mollify both sides. Yes, we're going to make our spokesperson say, you know, definitely we understand, thank you for the investigation, and then have the deputy try and just coddle the Palestinians a little bit and say, yes, we want the IDF to review their rules of engagement. I mean, we've also had Naftali Bennett, Benny Gantz, various others saying we want more pressure on the Palestinian Authority. We need them to not just talk about putting an end to terror, which is something Abbas is very good talking outside of the one side of his mouth, and then reiterating his pay for slay scheme outside of the other. Benny Gantz yesterday hitting very hard against the Palestinian Authority, saying you better start getting this under control or else.
It's just such a fascinating situation. And what's interesting as well is no one's calling on the press or the press associations to talk about their rules of engagement. Maybe it's not a good idea to have journalists on the front lines in the middle of an active operation where there is live fire. I mean, why aren't we talking about rules of engagement for the press?
Well, that's a very, very good point. You know, any journalist will tell you that they're there to chase the story, to break the exclusives, you know, to really get in embedded with the troops to see exactly what is going on. And for the IDF in the past, it has been an opportunity to present their side of the story, but we know that once it gets into the newsroom and into the editing room, that there is a different story that is told. We also know from the Associated Press's exclusive that they released a couple of weeks ago, just how controlled they are in the Gaza Strip. So I think that we need to start holding the media a lot more accountable on a number of issues, one of which is, as you've just said, allowing their journalists to go into the line of fire and then being outraged when something horrendous happens to them. We also need to hold them responsible for coming to conclusions. We're talking to you, CNN, New York Times, without physically conducting a forensic examination yourself. I mean, it is just preposterous to me that U.S. lawmakers would have the audacity to say, well, we took our reference from CNN and the New York Times and Associated Press and not the actual forensic experts who carried out physical investigations.
Absolutely. Israel wants a diplomatic presence in Qatar for the World Cup. So this is becoming a big story.
This is becoming a big story because we are heading soon towards the World Cup, which will take place in Qatar. Fascinating watching the debates on the sidelines around this. But a story breaking earlier this week that Lapid wanted discussions about possibly having a diplomatic presence there being made public. The fact that these discussions were taking place made public. Qatar refused to do that. But Khan News, Khan is our national broadcaster, reporting today that Israel wants a diplomatic presence in Qatar. Now, we have no official diplomatic relations with Qatar. But of course, for Israelis who will be allowed to attend the World Cup, the presence of a diplomatic team is important, because if anything happens to any Israelis, we need that diplomatic assurance that they will be taken care of. Also, we want to try and put the processes forward for diplomatic ties between the two countries. We have heard over the last couple of years, and we've seen with the Abraham Accords what this is doing for the region, and I think Israel is now focusing quite aggressively on forging ties with other Gulf states, especially as we stare down the barrel of Iran. Now, Qatar don't want this made public, and Qatar have been engaging with senior Israeli diplomats on how to ensure that Israelis can also travel to and from Qatar safely. But they also want to allow Palestinians to fly to Doha for the World Cup. And of course, just a couple of weeks ago, we had the historic movement from Israel to allow Palestinians to fly from Ramon Airport, very close to Eilat, to places like Cyprus and Turkey as a gesture of goodwill. Mm.
Amazing. We don't have a lot of time, but this is an important conversation as well. The Israel, the UN Atomic Agency says Iran's nuclear ambitions may not be peaceful. Really. I'm shocked, Raline, shocked.
I'm color me shook out. But the IAEA report has shown that Iran's uranium enrichment is up to 60%, and that is enough for a nuclear bomb. I mean, just those words strikes fear in everybody hearing that. You know, Iran have sworn blind over the last years that they were developing or enriching uranium for energy purposes only. We don't buy that. We've had those incredible escapades from the Mossad to bring back those nuclear documents to prove to the world, to show the intelligence. And I would be very exasperated if I was the defense chief or the Mossad chief going to all these world powers and saying, here is the evidence. You know, what more do we need to say? And now when we're in the 11th hour, we finally have the IAEA saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, maybe their intentions aren't so peaceful after all.
It's just phenomenal. But that said, it places Israel in a very difficult position if it's now being accepted that they have a dangerous level of proficiency with regard to nuclear power and they aren't peaceful. Now what?
Well, as Israel has said on numerous occasions, and it has been our standard line as we embark on quite an aggressive campaign to world leaders, that, you know, don't sit on the sidelines because this affects you too. But make no mistake, we will do everything in our power to protect our citizens and our country. These are words we've heard from President Herzog in Germany over the last couple of days, the Prime Minister standing next to that F-35, so jealous, how would I am, where he said, don't test us, we are prepared for any eventuality.
Absolutely, Ronine Marks. Thank you. As always, the Israel Report brought to you with the compliments of the Blue Agency, Israel's Property Management and Sales.